Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 345 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 7, Cyborg Rangers.
It aired March 25th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Bridge of Dragons director iFlow.
The Bridge of Dragons' own!
Yeah!
Such an illustrious director here on Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
You wouldn't believe it, but he's here.
Wow, slumming it down here with us. If you're new here, we are weirdly attached to Power Rangers directors, and I'm sorry. We also pause the recording, go watch an episode of Power Rangers, come back and talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And this is the season to do it.
So far.
Because a lot of people probably dropped out. If you're in our age bracket, you probably dropped out around Lost Galaxy.
You should have, I think.
Also, maybe you remember it wrong, because I've heard a lot of people say it's boring and bad, and so far...
It hasn't been.
Only Joel is bad.
Fact.
So, like, just watch the show.
I would have thought, based on, like, the quick first introductions in the first episode, that I would hate Captain Mitchell, but I love Captain Mitchell. He's great, but Joel sucks.
Joel sucks. Yeah, I also am a fan of Captain Mitchell. I can't wait to see what he gets up to now. Also, last episode, at the end on Netflix, they have like a little like picture of the next one. Dr. Fairweather is straight up on the cover, so I'm very excited to know for a fact that she is in this one, too.
Yeah.
So
means we have to be watching with an actual worst in mind.
Yep. Hey, maybe Viper will show up and be bad, so we can just give it to
well,
her.
Well, that's the easy way out, isn't it?
It really is. Anyway, we're going to go watch this episode right now. Rescue Ready!
And we're back, and we just watched Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Not to spoil the plot of Cyborg Rangers, but maybe there are some evil robot usses.
I definitely made that connection out loud. I made at least one more in my head.
Well, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is hjakeandjosh.com/morphingrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbaby, Poddaddy, Podboys, and Podgirls. And all people. All pod people.
Oh, no.
Someone's going to be like, did you really make the reference I just made? And I will be like, yes, I did. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jelly Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes that we do. You don't get to the show. You got to buy that for $6 on Amazon. But you get to listen to us talk about two or three of them at a time.
It's worth $6.
I absolutely think it is. It might be, it's between $6 and $9.
It fluctuates.
It hovers around $7.20. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if it's particularly popping that week, maybe it'll peak up to 8. Who knows? Also, we are recording this kind of late. It's 8 o'clock now, and we have to do another podcast after, so we're going to skip all the Monday stuff this week. We're going to do it Friday. We're going to do the Monday stuff on Friday. We got an email. We got some patrons.
Would that maybe be a better way to do it because of our new recording schedule if we do that stuff on Fridays now?
Yeah, probably, because then every other week we're not scrambling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, from now on Fridays, we're going to be doing all the stuff. Cool. You don't get a say in it. Sorry. We like you, but you don't.
We're just assuming you said cool, and we're moving forward.
So thanks. So we're going to jump right in. We start off on a big spiky demon who does not get a name for 17 minutes.
He does not get a name. Until he dies.
Pretty much until after he has been destroyed. There's chaos in the streets. He shoots these little spikes down and goes, lightning spikes away. Like lightning strikes, but also like anchors away.
Oh, you I was see thinking it, like bombs away.
Oh, maybe also like bombs
because
away.
Because then he uses them to blow up a building.
That's true. Maybe it's like bombs away and lightning strikes. It's a double joke. It's two jokes for the price of none.
It's deep. It's an onion. It's an onion joke.
So many layers, except all the layers are just more onion.
Not even the good part. It's like onion skin.
Here's just here's some onion skin, and there's that weird green, like, it's sprouting on the inside. How did it get there? No one knows.
Don't eat onions. I don't recommend them.
Oh, I like onions.
I hate onions.
I like onions. You gotta kill those onions first.
Yeah, it's very weird because I don't like to eat an onion. Like, I don't like...
I'm not going to eat like an apple, no.
No, but I mean, I don't like actual onion pieces in my food. But I will onion powder the crap out of some steak.
I like onions as long as if you look at them, you have to think, are those onions? What did Jake do to those onions to make them this way? That's my favorite. That's when I like onions. If you put them under like a pork butt in a slow cooker for 10 hours, that's good onions. If you like just destroy them in a pan, that's good onions. If you look at them and go, that's an onion, that's bad onions.
That's bad onions.
Anyway, this is all to say that this onion spike lightning demon is making a lot of chaos. Everyone's running around the streets. Power Rangers show up and he goes, baddies attack. And then we cut to the theme song. It's like a minute.
Yeah, it's very quick.
It's like real snappy.
As you could tell, we had to pad it out with all this onion talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, look, we're paying you, aren't we? That's Ghostbusters. I don't know what happened to me. Did we mention it's 8 o'clock at night? That's PM. That's post-meridian that time is. And I'm already tired. I can't imagine how the next episode that we're recording today is going to go. So we come back, and I don't know what word this is supposed to be.
Okay.
I have no idea what I typed or what I meant to type. Oh, fighting. I think it's supposed to be fighting. It says Fog Hong. That's not anything.
That's my favorite Donkey Kong.
It's fighting. I'm pretty sure it's fighting. There's a lot of fighting going on. You know, baddies, Power Rangers, big lightning spike onion man.
Is he fighting or is he just like letting the baddies do it?
He's doing a little bit of general ring. He's a ring general. he does shoot some lightning spikes at them, and they get struck by lightning hard, and like they blow up, and they're down. Like Carter's down. Onion Man goes to step on his neck, and stab him in the head with a trident.
Yeah, because he steps on him, and he's like, "I'm about to kill you."
Yeah.
And he brings his sword up to just stab him in the chest, and I thought for a second, what if these are the cyborg
Rangers?
That's
what I thought. But no, a gun goes off, a blaster goes off and shoots his sword. And he's like, huh? And then you see Black Boots step up in this five pairs of them in a row with colored pants. And I think you can see
who could it be?
Where this is going. So then there are robots that are the Power Rangers. It's the same suits, but black gloves and boots. The thing on their chest is like protruding. It's like a CPU kind of thing.
Yeah, they have like a laser tag thing on their chest.
It is exactly a laser tag thing.
And I did notice a little later on, their belts also are the same, like dark gray.
Okay.
And the symbol in the middle, which is I guess the same as the chest, that like segmented spiral.
Yeah.
Or whatever. They have one of those on their belt buckle.
But they're red.
They're red on the good guys and they're blue on the bad guys.
No, they're blue on
On the Cyborg Rangers, excuse me.
They're blue on the good guys.
Are they?
Yes.
Well, then it's red on the Cyborg Rangers.
And then also they have this little, like, masked rider antenna coming out of just the middle of their forehead.
We will find out in 1 second. They are radio controlled.
They are RC Rangers. So then there's a little bit of fighting with the evil robot Usses, which I am just going to call them the ERUs, because they are straight up.
Right now
they're good robot.
They're good robot Usses.
Yeah, they do make a lot of as they're fighting. There's just a cacophony of. It's just a bunch of robot servo noises in the background, but there are five sets of them, and every movement is mapped to one.
Yep.
It's noisy. Remember last season when there was that like bat that just yelled real loud and made the episode unpleasant?
Oh, yeah.
If this would have gone on at this rate much longer, we'd have a contender for least pleasant episode. It stops and they lessen it later on in the episode. But like right now, it is just a
little... They're just really driving home that these are robots.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
a question, though.
Yes.
Does Cyborg mean full robot? Because I know the Teen Titans Cyborg is also part person.
Cyborg does not. Cyborg means cybernetic organism. So
okay.
I think that means both.
So are these part people?
No, we see their insides later, and they're robot.
You're right.
These are android Power Rangers. Yes, but Cyborg is like a sexy robot.
2000s
name.
Robot it, word.
It's very 2000s. So they win, and the Rangers run up to go say hi to them. They don't know they're robots yet, I don't think. They don't seem like they know they're robots. So they run up to go say hi to them. And then a weasel man comes out of a Hummer, a black Hummer, and is like, to put my Power Rangers away. I don't know what he said, but he just looks like, he looks like the guy who played Wally in The Lost Room. I don't know anything else. Peter Jacobson. He looks like Peter Jacobson, but like the poorest man's Peter Jacobson. Not that I'm expecting you to know who that is off the top of your head.
Yes, he does.
Someone is like, oh, of course. Someone got it when I said The Lost Room, and that's like impressive. Because I feel like only people I have showed The Lost Room have seen it. he's just like wicked snotty about them.
Yeah, because the actual Power Rangers like try to shake their hands and be like, hey, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help. But and they just like shoulder check him on the way by.
Yeah, because he comes out. He's got this big old BattleBots controller around his neck, which, by the way, BattleBots is back, everybody. So, and by the way, it's a league this year. It's not just a tournament. It's a league building to a tournament. My prayers have been answered.
so it's excited. Like, is it like a round robin and then the top whatever go into the playoffs kind of thing?
I don't know exactly if it's a round robin or a point system, like okay. Based on wins, but it is. I don't know how long it'll take, but eventually the 16 highest pointed robots go on to the Sweet 16 to the tournament.
Well, here's hoping that Tombstone don't even make the cut.
Oh, guess what? Hey, guys, welcome to BattleBots Talk now. Tombstone was in the first episode in the main event. By the way, they call it the main event now. It's great. It is literally my prayers were answered. So Tombstone versus Minotaur, both of them are top contender robots. They are two of the like most powerful robots in the show. They couldn't beat each other. Like they were like knocking each other around. Tombstone got knocked downwards a little bit because he lowered his blades so that he could kind of counteract the fact that it's a real low robot, the Minotaur is. He got like knocked down into the ground and tore up a chunk of floor.
Holy crap.
It's like steel. The only reason that Minotaur lost is because it got caught on that chunk, and its wheels couldn't touch the ground, and it couldn't get off, and it was counted out. And he took the win, because he's a heel. Tombstone's a heel. I don't like Minotaur either, but Tombstone is actively trying to be the bad guy of this season, and guess what? It works. And I want Chomp to kick his ass.
So you remember, I'm gonna bring back some bad WCW memories. You remember when Hulk Hogan joined the NWO?
Yeah, every day of my life, Josh.
Okay, so I watched.
Literally, there are two times in my life. There is before Hulk Hogan betrayed me and after Hulk Hogan betrayed me.
Well, Tombstone is the Hulk Hogan of BattleBots.
Absolutely.
Because in 1993, I went back and I started in 93.
Are you going backwards?
I'm just
going
to watch forward from there because okay. 94 rules a lot.
And you want to watch it again?
And then just keep going. Hulk Hogan was an asshole.
Oh yeah, that
he was blatantly cheating in Matt, like biting.
That was the Mega Powers Explode, right? 93.
93 at WrestleMania 9, it was him and Brutus Beefcake versus Money Inc. IRS and the Million Dollar Man.
Sure.
He's blatantly cheating. He has a shiner because he got like punched. That's the legend is that like Macho Man socked him.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember. I don't think that's true. I can't remember what actually happened.
I don't know.
But yeah, he's like thumbing the eyes, biting, bullying refs, just like straight up bullying refs.
And
he won by taking Money Inc.'s own briefcase and hitting them with it.
He's a heel. And people were cheering him, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
He was a jerk. That is straight up Tombstone.
He did the same thing at King of the Ring 93, but he lost the championship to Yokozuna. Oh, because that's also the WrestleMania where he came out after Yokozuna beat Bret and then beat a guy who just had a 20-minute match in 8 seconds with a leg drop.
Yeah, and didn't,
because you got to send him home happy, brother.
In any way?
But yeah, he did the same stuff to Yokozuna. Thumb to the eye, like just blatant cheating, bullying refs.
Yeah, that is straight up Tombstone.
Yeah.
But
sorry, I just had a lot of Hulk Hogan thoughts. It's okay. I got to get out.
I got a lot of BattleBots thoughts, so this episode's already way off the rails. So this is all to say that BattleBots are back, baby. I don't. So anyway, Weasel Man takes him back in his truck and drives away. We will never get a name for Weasel Man, so he appears exclusively as a weasel in my notes. There's more of them later. They are collectively nerds, and he is still Weasel. So
yeah,
that's where I'm coming from. So we cut back to but this whole time, Dr. Fairweather and Captain Mustache have been watching on like a screen, like a closed circuit screen. She's like, there are no robot rangers in development right now. This is not from us, but they have the Lightspeed Rescue like logo on them.
Yeah.
Then we hear, no, they're mine. And in walks.
We get
two like fancy for Power Rangers shots.
Yeah.
Because we get another boots shot of these like shiny, almost rubber boots.
Yep.
Stepping into frame. And then we cut to the other side of him and it pans up and it's zooming in as it's going up. And it sees it like he lifts his head with it, and it's like, an old man.
This is the other Bill and Ted reference that I had, because this is exactly the reveal of when Denomalo shows up at the end during the talent or during the Battle of the Bands.
Okay,
because he like steps out of the booth, and it's just his boots, and then it pans up.
Yeah,
and he's got the same like old man face. So I just kept calling this guy. This, like, general, Denomalos.
It's been a minute since I've seen Bogus Journey, so I do not remember that part, but I'll take your word for it. I call him General Boots McCoy. It seems like General McKnight, I think. I think I heard that one.
He said McKnight.
I'm just calling him, we'll call him Denomalos. Denomalos?
Denomalos.
Denomalos. So Denomalos is there, and he's like, yeah, they're perfect, aren't they? And Captain's like, I don't know why. And this is also a very good line reading from Captain Mustache. I don't know why we need five Rangers, or we need more Rangers. We already have five. Like, he's like, that's the perfect amount of Rangers.
We could maybe use one more.
Yeah.
we don't need five more.
I mean, we might get one more. I don't know if we're going to need him. Jury's still out.
What do you think this is, Dino Charge?
Yeah, we don't need 10 Rangers. And then he's like, yeah, these ones aren't kids. They're perfect and 10 times as strong, and they don't make mistakes. And Captain Mustache is like, what? Say that again in my face? Like, because his daughter is a Power Ranger.
That's my daughter you're talking about, Chuck.
So that, as he says this, the Rangers are like pulling up, and they're like on that lifting platform getting out of the rescue rover. And the Rangers are super hyped because they just met robot versions of themselves who weren't inherently mean.
Right.
Like, they weren't trying to kill them. So they're like, yeah, those new robots are going to be great. With 10 of us, like, Diabolico won't stand a chance. And General's like, they're not here to help you. They're here to replace you. And they're like, oh? What? And then he says something. I don't remember the lead up to this, but then he says something about Diabolico and his evils.
His evils.
They won't call him demons because the church... But they will call them evils.
Didn't they already say demons? Or did we just say that?
I'm not sure at this point.
Huh.
No idea.
Well, they're evils now. Maybe they got an angry letter.
Maybe. So they put, they open up this like suitcase and they're like, hand them over to the Rangers. And Chad immediately gives his up. Like, he's grumpy about it.
Here's where I got mad, because the general, like, goes to take it off his wrist, and Chad uses his other hand to, like, grab him, and he's got this look like, I will flip you.
Yeah.
And I will end you. And then the captain just shakes his head, and so Chad gives up.
That's a bummer for Chad.
Let Chad do the cool thing. He's got to do something.
He needs something. He can't just be dumb. Because right now, I think, we talked about this, I think, last time. Or maybe it was the time before that. I don't know. But I think Chad might be dumb.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not his fault. That's not anyone's fault, necessarily. Just sometimes you're dumb. And maybe Chad isn't, and we've just only seen the dumb stuff he's done. But so far, his characteristics are dumb and gives up.
Yep.
So, sorry, Chad. But yeah, they're basically like, you know, Rangers, you're fired. Put your badge and your gun on the desk when you leave the room. And they all like give this up. Joel hesitates. Joel like is like, I don't want to do this. Like it's in like a like an angry, aggressive way, but then he does look right at Dr. Fairweather.
And puts his morpher in the box.
Yeah. Like, now that statute or rule, whatever it was called,
does not apply.
Because we're not
now
working
we can
together.
Paint the town red.
Yeah, like you said. And fortunately for us, this never comes up. Then we cut to Bangarang Crappy Pants in the in the demon palace, and he's just yelling at a baby. He hates this baby so much.
He does. I'm surprised he has not yet tried to throw the baby in the furnace.
Like, it's gonna happen, right? Oh man, the end of this is Impus becoming a teen, don't he?
Oh, I mean, he's only getting older.
That's true. For 5,000 years, maybe.
Yeah, they're going to throw him in the furnace, and he's going to come out rebellious.
Yeah. They should join the Power Rangers. That would be good.
That would be great.
So then, I don't remember exactly what they're talking about. They're basically like, Ginger's like, stop yelling at that baby. His mom will kill you when she comes back.
Yeah, Vipra, unfortunately, says, like, Impus. He'll remember all the wrongs you did to him, and his mom will get you.
So Bansheera's just away?
She's trapped. I'm assuming she's trapped under the city, maybe?
They keep talking about her as if she's on vacation and doesn't know the Power Rangers are here.
The only thing I can put together is if when they destroy the city, Bansheera comes back. And also they have their palace back, which maybe she's in. Maybe they built a city over her the palace.
That's what they... Oh, I don't know. Maybe she's in there. I don't know. But, like, they keep talking about her. Because I thought that she was, like, dead, but in that demon way of, like, we just got to figure out how to bring her back. But, like,
right.
They are talking about her in this episode as if she just, like, is out of town.
She's on holiday.
Yeah. And they're like, she's going to come back, and she's going to be well-rested and
she's
pissed.
Come back with an armful of shopping bags and a sun hat, and she's going to be so mad.
She's so mad at you. So then we cut back to the lab, and Dr. Fairweather is doing some scans. She's got all the robots plugged in, and she's like, oh, yes, they're doing robot stuff. She's not really saying anything, because it's just her. And then General Denomalous comes in, and he's like, they're perfect. I love my sleek robots. And she's like, yeah, they're cool, I guess. And he's like, they're perfect in every way. She's like, yeah, they don't have hearts, though, and you can't program that. And it's really good that she's, like, very mad about these robots.
She is very impressed by them because they're, like, very technically cool.
Yeah. They're very
impressive.
They're very technical.
Is the word I was looking for. But that she's also, like, but they're not going to save people.
Yeah.
They're going to kill monsters.
They're just programmed. And, like, that's not what Power Rangers should be.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned how Dr. Fairweather rules the most?
Yeah, we have. And we've also mentioned that she should be a Green Ranger instead of Joel.
Absolutely she should. We cut to the Rangers. They're on a bridge. Obviously, they're just like in their civvies. They don't get new outfits because they're not Power Rangers anymore. Same clothes. I was hoping at least maybe an outfit change, but nothing doing. And Chad asks if Carter thinks the robots are better than them. And Carter says, I don't know, Chad. I mean, I don't think so. But before we can get in any farther into this conversation, we cut over to Lightning Man. And I'm not going to call him his real name until we found out his real name. So he's just Lightning Man, maybe Onion Man, if you're confused about who I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just a quick shot of, like, people chilling on the street, and then he just appears and starts blowing stuff up.
Yeah, he just, like, throws spikes down, and then
he pops out of the air, and he's like, lightning spikes away, and just starts blowing stuff up.
So then the Cyborg Rangers show up, and they, you know, they're fighting, they're doing their robot thing, and, you know, Weasel's there, and he's got his controller, and that's why we talked about BattleBots. It's a big BattleBots controller.
Right. So the Tombstone reminded me of Hulk Hogan, and it was a whole
snowball. Yeah, it was just a, look, you guys know what you're getting yourselves into when you download the episodes, so, like, sometimes you just gotta come along for the ride. So they're there, and they pull out their Cyborg Rescue Blasters, so even the Rescue Blasters are now robots. But then they get lightning spiked and blow the entire way up.
Yeah.
They blow up so much. It's ridiculous.
I thought it was going to be this cool thing of, like, the lightning spikes because it lands at their feet.
Yeah.
And then he strikes because there's, like, six stages to this attack.
It's a involved.
This monster has. And it blows up, and I thought they were just going to, like, walk out of it.
Yeah.
But instead, they died, kind of.
Pretty much, because they're, you know, they're robots, and as robots, they are made of circuits, which don't like lightning.
No.
From what I have
been
told.
A very specific kind of electricity goes through those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so when you put too much, you put too many lightnings into a cyborg, it goes bad. Because then they start being evil. Oh, that's in a second, actually. So we cut back over to the Rangers, and they see this explosion from, like, downtown. And Chad, and so here's a good thing that Chad does. He's like, hey, I know we're not Power Rangers anymore, but, like, should we? Like, we should. And Carr's like, yeah, let's go help. And then Joel is like, hold on, I have to be the anti-Chad.
I have to be Joel.
I have to be
Joel. I'm the Joel of the group.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm going to Joel real quick. No, let us cyborgs handle it, because I'm mad at them.
No, because Joel says that's not our job anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Kelsey says let the cyborgs handle it.
I believed in you, Kelsey. How could you do this to me? This is a lapse. This isn't really her. This is also a cyborg, it turns out, as we'll find out at the end of the episode. It's not. It's a joke. It's a joke that I did. Nobody email me. So then we cut back to the Weasel, and he's like, cyborgs, they're turning on us because they won't, like, respond to anything. And they all, like, stick their hands out. Like, they're going to choke you.
He touches one on, like, its shoulder wound. And then they all turn and hold. They throw their guns down instead of just shooting him.
Well, they don't. They want to choke him. They want to watch the life go out of his eyes.
The next 10 minutes of the episode is them Jason stalking him through the city, making choky hands.
They are going so slow.
they do start running. There is, like, the T-2000 moment of them just, like, slowly ramping up and running.
Yeah. So we cut back to the lab, and Dr. Fairweather's like, their circuits are fried. And the general's like, how do we stop them? And it just cuts over to Captain, like, really? We get the Power Rangers, you idiot. Like, what do you mean, how do we stop a threat to the city? You stupid idiot. And then, so we cut back to the nerds, and there's, like, six of them. They're all running, and Weasel hides behind a wall. And he's like, And then the wall bursts open, and there are the cyborg Rangers. And they surround him, and they go to, I guess, punch him in the head till he dies.
Just, like, five-way choke
a quintuple choke would be very bad for you, I bet.
Especially from robots.
Yeah, I never want that to happen to me. If you're five robots, please don't come choke me.
Five robots in a trench coat.
So then Carter jumps in and grabs him and, like, rolls out of the way, and they're just ready to throw down. All the Rangers show up. And they're just, he's like, get out of here. We got this.
I'm glad they managed to convince Joel, I guess.
And Kelsey.
Kelsey just seemed like...
She was just mad.
She was mad.
Yeah.
And Joel, then she was no, you're right. But Joel was like, I'm going to stay on the bridge. And they had to, like, drag him halfway before he changed his mind.
Yeah. So they get ready to just square up and, like, throw down with these cyborg robot Power Rangers without any, you know, powers. The robots have dumb robot voices, though.
Only the red one.
I don't think anybody else has got a chance to talk, but I'm confident they all have that dumb voice. It's literally like, I am a robot, I'm coming to punch your face.
Yeah, like, it's like, Red Ranger, you will die.
You will
it's
suffer.
It's just Vipra, but they put it through a voice.
They auto-tuned Vipra. And that's a cyborg Ranger.
It didn't need to do that. It didn't need to talk. All it needed to do was face the Rangers and then move toward them a little bit.
Do you remember in Friday the 13th part 2 when Jason shows up? He's like, hi guys, I'm Jason. I actually sound like this under my mask. I'm Jason. And everyone's like, oh, we're not afraid of you anymore. That's what happened with the cyborg Power Rangers in this episode. Because they have a dumb robot voice.
Also in part 2, he just has a sack on his head.
Yeah, I haven't seen part 2 in a very long time. I don't know what's going on there. That's not Takes Manhattan, right? That's 3.
Takes Manhattan is like
5
way,
or 8.
Yeah, it's like, it's my favorite one.
Better than Jason X?
Oh, well.
Jason X has like.
I do love, like, Jason X because it's so stupid.
It's so dumb. It's like a hologram, like room where the girls are like, let's do recreational drugs, let's have premarital sex, and he, like, grabs them by the sleeping bag and starts throwing her on the ground. She's like, ow, ow, yeah, ow, ow. That movie's actually great. I don't know if anyone remembers Jason X the movie, but it's actually very good. Just not if you like.
Not if you want it to be like an actual scary movie.
Yeah. That came out in the year 2000, didn't it?
I think so.
What a time to be alive. So, before the Rangers can throw down with the robots, Captain pulls up, peels out in the rescue rover, is like, Carter, and he throws him his morpher. Carter, like, jumps and grabs it and lands, and he's like, all right. And then he has a fistful of morphers and just tosses them all at once. And they somehow spread out, and the Rangers grab them all at once, and they land, and they do a morph, and then when we come back, we get a fight. And before they morph, though, Carter does say, time for some human power.
Good. He does, yeah.
It's okay, Carter.
His best Johnny Ace.
People power.
This era of people power.
God, I hate Johnny Ace so much. So then we get five separate fights of everyone fighting their robot duplicate. And unlike most fights where you fight your duplicate in Power Rangers, it works. Like, because a lot of times, like, we got to switch them up. Like,
well,
that's the whole deal.
This is not a Shadow Link situation. This is just that robot's wearing your clothes.
Yeah, it's literally like it's programmed, but has a pink coat of paint on it. Yeah. Like, that's it. So Dana does a sweet wall run and shoots one down. She gets, like, everyone, like, gets beat up a little bit, and then, like, it comes back around. What I really like is it goes from her to Chad. Chad is kicking this robot. He's like, it's like kicking a steel wall, and I hate it.
It cuts away from Chad for a minute.
Leaves Chad. Everyone else, it stays on them the whole time. But it's like Chad hurt his ankle kicking a steel robot.
Because it cuts away from him, and I'm like, oh, that's it for Chad.
Sorry, Chad.
Someone else is going to have to kill the blue one.
Then we go to Joel, who gets, like, he gets the blaster knocked out of his hand, and he jumps and grabs it and then does a flip and is, like, flipping in midair. And every time he comes, he's upside down facing the robot he shoots. He's like, doop, 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 doop. It's pretty goofy, but I did like it.
I do like it.
Then we got to Kelsey, who just jumps off a roof shooting down one's mouth.
Well, first, she had to jump up the roof.
That's true.
Taunt it. And then jump off the roof while shooting down its throat.
She must be crazy.
Crazy's her middle name.
Oh, what a good... I want Nancy to come back. Hey, babe, how was your day at work? Oh, I had to fight evil robot me's. Oh, my God, that sounds amazing. Tell me about it.
I was actually fired for a couple hours. I've had better days at work.
You know, but then I did get to beat up some robots. So I guess it washed out. Let's go for a run or something. I don't know. Just I want that show more than I want any show else on Earth.
And just so those two cuddle on the couch and, like, watching TV until,
like,
they fall asleep.
Watch a movie. Like, they gotta take the dog out to, like, go for a little walk. Like, so then we cut back to Chad after Kelsey, and Chad kicks through his robot. Like, he did it. It's great. It's a good Chad moment.
That's the opposite of giving up. He persisted.
Yeah. Which I don't know, I just really like this because he's like, it stops and he's like, it hurts so much to kick. It's like kicking a car. And then it cuts back to him kicking it more. Like, you have other limbs, but he's like, no, I started kicking it.
You could shoot it, but no.
No.
He started kicking and he's going to finish the job.
Everybody else finishes theirs off by shooting it, except Chad.
And they shoot it in the laser tag chest piece.
Yeah. Not Chad, though. He kicks it to death.
He kicks a hole through it instead.
It's really good. Then we cut to Carter, who's having a baton fight. It's actually very good. Like, a lot of dodges, because the robot doesn't have a baton, just Carter. So they're, like, going back and forth, like, you know, block and dodge and doing all that. Eventually, he, like, flips it into gun mode and shoots it to, like, finish it off. Real good fights all around.
The red one falls apart in a melty way.
It crash test dummies. We talk about crash test dummies a lot, but it walked right into it. But it does, like, oh, you hit the Z.
Yeah, like its arms pop off and its head, like, disconnects and then slides off the shoulder.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
I don't know if you noticed when the red one was talking earlier, but, like, its face shield was translucent.
I did. And there you could see, like, the lights, and there's, like, a weird.
You remember when Noob Saibot was a robot?
Yes.
It's like that, but silver instead of black.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're familiar with that one Mortal Kombat character, gentle listener.
It's the ninja that's basically a silhouette.
Yeah. He's very cool.
Yeah.
I don't like when they combined him with Smoke, though. I liked them when they were separate. And then for like for the last like 10 years, they've been like, it's been Noob Smoke or whatever.
Oh, that's stupid.
And you can like switch them out.
Well, in Mortal Kombat, technically 9, but doesn't have a number.
Mortal Kombat adjective list.
There's just Smoke, and Noob Saibot is, I don't even know if he's in it or if he's DLC. I don't know.
Well, at least they separated them.
Yeah, but they were separate again.
Yeah.
I love all of Mortal Kombat, but especially the Palette Swap Ninjas.
We have talked about how much that we love Mortal Kombat. You a little more than me, but I also very much love just the general idea of Mortal Kombat.
I just like, even like being able to look at it now and seeing in like 1994 or whatever, all these ninjas were the same but different colors. And then you look at like Mortal Kombat 9 or Mortal Kombat X and just see how they evolved from that into like Air Mac was, first of all, not even real. He was like an arcade machine error.
Yeah.
That's what Air Machine or Macro. And they just made him into this weird like collection of souls from the Nether Realm.
Yeah. He doesn't have blood magic, right? He's got the souls magic.
No, that's Scarlet. Yeah, Scarlet. Who's one of the Palette Swap lady ninjas. Yeah,
I love that about... That's so great about Mortal Kombat. I also love that there's... Like, they had 3 in the first game, because, like, Reptile was, like, secret, I think, at that point.
I think so.
But it's like, you know, there's clearly... Like, they're just the two, you know. This is the same guy, but yellow, and this one's blue. And then, like, as they went on, they're like, what about Red? What about purple?
Make a purple one. Make like a brown one.
What about a brown one? Is there a brown one?
Yeah, Tremor.
He's got Earth's powers.
Yep.
This is great. All of this is great. Anyway, back to Power Rangers. Our Mortal Kombat podcast is forthcoming. No, it's not
till 2019.
Yeah.
You're not allowed.
Maybe that's what we'll do after.
Yeah, when we catch up, we'll just talk about Mortal Kombat.
Oh, 2019. Yeah, I can't start another podcast this year or else, I don't know, I will go crazy. Lightning Man shows up after they crash tummy explode. Crash tummy? What? After they crash test dummy.
That shortens the tummy, I think.
The crash tummies. They explode, and then Lightning Man shows up, and he throws the spikes out, but they know that the spikes make the lightning come now, so they get out of the way, and they're like, oh, we know your tricks, but do you know ours? And they pull out their batons, and I'm like, they're going to go beat him up with sticks. And they do. They all just whack him with sticks a bunch.
And then Carter jumps in, and they all crisscross their sticks like a launch pad and throw Carter at him.
Like they're about to form Nitron.
And then
Patreon.com/ Hey Jake and Josh.
And then Carter hits him real good with his stick.
Yep. And then they call the rescue bird, and they do the rescue boot. What is happening to my mouth? Then they call the rescue bird, and they do the rescue bird unilaser, which is what it's called. I heard this time, haven't heard it in the previous episodes. And they shoot him, and he blows up. And immediately, it summons a trap card, and there's Jinxer on top of a building, and he says, strikening. Like lightning?
Yeah, but also strikening. How it strikes.
Yeah, so his name is Strikening. And this is the first time we heard this after he dies. So he grows, and we get the Zords, and the Zords are still very good, and those arms are never going to get old.
They're my favorite thing that Power Rangers Zords have ever done, is those fire crane arms, those cherry picker arms.
They fight, and they get spiked in the chest with the lightning rod spikes, and then they just extend a ladder hand and grab it by the mouth, grab Onion Man by the mouth.
Just, his whole face, really, have him.
It's a very big hand. It just grabs him, and they're just like, kind of moving him around, and then they pick him off the ground by his face as the lightning strikes him, and it travels up the ladder and, like, doesn't kill him, but, like, damages him a ton, and then they pull out their saber and kill him. It is ballin'.
It's so good.
I love this Zord it's so awesome. Much. So then we cut back. He's dead, by the way. You guys get it. We cut back to the lab. The Power Rangers are like, yeah, we did it. That was so good. Do you see how I used the ladder arm? Yeah. Like, I just assume they're like super psyched about how their robots are very cool. Then the general comes in and he's like, attention. And they all like, you know, stand up straight or whatever. And he's like, turns out I underestimated you and your heart. And as he says this, he looks over at Dr. Fairweather.
He winked, but his face was off camera.
I don't know if he winked or if he just is like, You were right. I was wrong.
Right. Like, at least he can admit it. Yeah. He's not a full, like, bad authority figure.
Yeah, I was really expecting it to go that way.
When it revealed his face, like, when he looked up and his hat, like, moved and you could see his face, I was expecting an eye scar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, you know how, well, because the captain has an eye scar.
Well, he has, like, a...
It's like a cheek. Scar. It's, like, under his eye. That's real.
Oh.
That's not makeup. That might be why they cast him.
Recently, they did a good job because he's pretty good.
They really did. Because recently I just found a bunch of the Lightspeed Rangers on Instagram. And what is her name? Amanda McInnes? Dana. Whoever plays Dana. I have to memorize their names. She did a photo shoot with her and the Sixth Ranger, because there's one coming, we know.
Right.
And him, like now, like a month ago. And, like, he just has that scar, so unless he, like, put it on himself, I'm pretty sure that's just his face. So, like, that's a pretty cool touch.
I mean, if it... I don't believe that it is makeup, A, because of that now, but also, B, if it is, it's too convincing for a Power Rangers makeup job.
Well, see, here's the thing. I took a makeup class in college because I went to Full Sail University, which is, like, a very weird film school. They teach you how to do every single thing, so I had a makeup class. There is this, like... It's sort of like adhesive, like super glue, but there's like a little, like a dipstick, and you can like trace it on someone, and it will basically tighten the skin together to create like deep scar, like realistic looking scars. So like I thought that they just did that.
That sounds terribly uncomfortable.
It is. It super is. And it takes a long time to like dry and then peel off, and like then you have like a red mark where it was. It's not great. But I don't. It's real. Then he apologizes to the Rangers, General...
Denomalous.
I was calling him DiCaprio. That's not it at all. And he's like, it turns out I was wrong. Captain made a wise decision. He holds up his hand. Five wise decisions. And I thought he was going for a high five for a second, which would have been just hilarious.
Him, like, and the captain just high five.
Yeah, everybody getting on
that
would rule.
Really, the captain made four good decisions and they settled with Joel, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, like when you make pancakes, your first one's always bad.
Yeah.
Their first Power Ranger was Joel.
That's true.
He's a pancake Power Ranger. It happens. So then he's like, I won't, Captain, like, obviously you've got it under control here. I won't interfere again. And he walks away. And everyone's quiet and they wait for him to leave the room. And then Captain starts off and be like, yeah! And they all start celebrating, like cheering again. And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah.
So, Josh, I started.
You did.
What is the best?
The Megazord's cherry picker arm palming the monster and lifting it off the ground so it takes all the lightning damage.
I'm going to say, I think my best is Chad kicking through a robot.
That's pretty cool, too.
Just Chad being, because like, this is my favorite part, is they took the time for Chad to complain about it, which is how I do things. Like, I'm going to do the thing that I'm going to do, but I am going to complain at some point about it just to get it out of me. And he's just like, kicks through the pain. I don't know. I just love it. So that's my best. What's the worst?
Joel saying, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to help people anymore.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think we have to also count Kelsey in this.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I think the worst is Joel and Kelsey not being on board with the plan. Joel, obviously, I'm more mad about because his comes from a place of like, whatever. Whereas like, Kelsey's is like, betrayal. It feels more like
plug another team of Rangers in the same scenario. Or like Leo would probably say that.
Yeah,
but like
we'd worst that for Leo, to be honest.
You're not gonna see Zach and Trini being like, it's not our job to help people anymore.
Yeah,
Tanya and Adam certainly aren't saying that.
Yeah,
just to like correlate the same Rangers.
Yeah, and I think the only reason Kelsey did it is again like she like it, hers definitely seemed more less like, you know, oh, whatever, we were fired, blah, blah, blah. More like, I can't believe they did this. Like, I'm mad. So
right.
I'm just shooting off of the mouth. But still, you know, I got a worse than both. It's only fair. So that's the worst from me. Who's the MVP? I'm saying Dr. Fairweather.
Okay.
She gave him the business. She was like, did all the best acting, I would say, of the episode. Mostly just that scene where she's like, yeah, they're perfectly programmed, but they have something that you cannot program, and that is heart. And I really like that.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers did real well as a team, so none of them stood out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll agree with that. I'll give it to Dr. Fairweather.
All right. And lastly, we got to rank the episode. So, we got six on here.
Yep.
opening salvo, where do you think?
I think I'm going to put it toward the bottom.
I also think I'm going to put it kind of lower.
Not because it's necessarily bad, but it's not quite up to the same level as most of the other ones we've seen. What is the last episode?
The last episode is the last episode, which is Wheels of Destruction, which is
Viper's stupid go-kart. Viper's
little buggy and Power Ranger motorcycles. This one I think is better.
I think it's better than that. What's the next one after that?
Next one up is Trial by Fire, which is...
I don't think this is better than Trial by Fire.
It's real tough. I think they're about even, but yeah, I'll go with your gut and say it is below Trial by Fire. So coming in at number six is Cyborg Rangers. Almost forgot the name of it. All right, and that's it. So this is a little truncated because, again, we got to record another podcast right now. So thank you for listening. What was the next episode called?
The next episode is Up to the Lightspeed.
All right, so we will see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I lost my train of thought thinking about the Red House.